ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria, and welcome back to ShareCare Radio. I'm here with pediatrician, best-selling author, and ShareCare Advisory Board member, Dr. Tanya Rimmer-Altman. Dr. Tanya is here today to discuss a breaking study just released last week on new findings about exposing babies to peanut allergies, a topic she just also published an article about on ShareCare. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tanya.
Thank you for having me.
Can you describe, let's just jump in, can you describe this study about exposing babies to peanuts in more detail?
Sure. So researchers took around 600 high-risk infants. So these infants had eczema or egg allergies, and they were aged 4 to 11 months, and they skin tested them against peanuts. The infants who tested negative to peanut allergy or those who tested mildly allergic were included in the study. Any infant who tested more highly allergic to peanuts was excluded because they were worried about more serious reactions. So the babies that were in the study, half of each group, they gave peanut protein to 3 times a week. So this is 2 grams of peanut protein 3 times a week, so about the equivalent to about 6 to 8 peanuts. And then half of the group avoided peanuts. At age 5, they retested all of these infants. And of those who initially tested negative, 14% who avoided peanuts developed a peanut allergy, compared with only 2% in the group who actually got the peanuts. So that's a 7-fold difference. Of the infants who had mildly positive skin tests, 35% of those who avoided peanuts got peanut allergies, compared with 11% in the group who received peanuts. So this is really landmark, incredible data. Basically, the study showed that exposing these infants to peanut protein 3 times a week reduced the incidence of peanut allergy by 70 to 80%.
That's really huge numbers, especially given the traditional wisdom prior to this about exposing babies to peanut products. Tell us about what we had been teaching parents and how this changes what you as a pediatrician are telling people.
So for years we thought that if we held off on feeding potentially highly allergic foods to babies, including peanuts and peanut products, that it might decrease the chance that they would become allergic. And over the last few years, research has shown that, you know what, this really isn't true. Holding off on introducing allergic foods isn't going to help. So we might as well start giving it earlier. But this is really the first study that showed that it can help to give it earlier. So the current recommendations are that allergic type foods such as eggs and fish and nuts and nut products can be introduced around 6 months of age, but in a form that an infant can handle, which I think is key. So you're not giving a six-month-old a peanut. We have to remember that peanuts and other nuts are real choking hazards, and really those shouldn't be given to children under age 3. So around 6 months, it's more of a puree that a baby can handle.
Okay. That's great to know. You're right. It's really important to note that peanuts themselves, round choking hazards, giving peanut product to them. Okay. Now, what are you, so you're telling people to go ahead and give it, or you're just saying that it's their option, or do you think you're really telling them it really could reduce their risk?
So I think in general, it's a good idea to introduce babies to a lot of different things early on. That way their body can get used to it. So around 6 months, I'm recommending that most of my patients do start introducing peanut products. Now, that said, if you have a family history of food allergies or asthma or environmental allergies or eczema, your child is at higher risk of developing food allergies. So in these cases, you must talk to your pediatrician or allergist before you introduce peanut or peanut products. Because if you have a family, let's say, where an older sibling is already highly allergic, then the allergist might say, you know what, let's go ahead and skin test your six-month-old before we introduce a little bit of smooth peanut butter to lick off of a parent's finger.
Okay, so again, it's not a blanket information for everybody. It's really important to look at your own family history and what's going on with the other siblings. Now, do you think there need to be more studies on this, or do we feel like this is pretty conclusive?
I mean, this was a very good study, and I think that the data, you know, is incredible. But it's important to know that this study provided us with a lot of information, but it did not give new recommendations yet. And I do think that over the next 6 months, we will be seeing more detailed recommendations for if children really should be eating peanut products early on, how often, and in what form. So in the study, they used something called a puffed peanut snack called Bomba, or creamy peanut butter. And these are things that infants around 8 or 9 months of age, you know, can handle. And so I do personally think it's a good idea to give babies a little bit of everything early on. You do want to get them used to fresh fruits, vegetables, nut butters, protein, dairy products. The earlier you get children used to eating the healthy foods, the higher the chance that they'll grow up wanting to eat healthy foods. But again, you should always consult with your own pediatrician. And if you have a family that has a history of allergies, then talk to your allergist as well.
Okay, great to know. Now, a lot of people ask, they already have a child who's showing signs of a peanut allergy. Is it something they can outgrow? And how often does that happen?
Some food allergies can be outgrown. Peanut allergies tend to be more the most severe. And don't forget, you know, there are kids that even if they're exposed to a half a peanut, can have severe trouble breathing, and it can be life-threatening. So peanut allergies are no joking matter, and so we do need to be very careful about this. But there has also been some good research that's come out over the last few years and recently where they are trying to get children to get used to peanuts, so children that were previously allergic. A recent study showed that having children wear children and adults wear a peanut patch on their skin for a year could help them tolerate a small amount of peanuts. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to start eating peanuts, but the children in this study could tolerate 4 peanuts, which does mean that parents don't have to worry as much when they're sending their child to school or to a birthday party that their child could accidentally be exposed to peanuts, you know, and stop breathing. So there is some good research coming out to help expose and get people previously allergic to tolerate peanuts. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, though.
Okay, but it really protects them from those who are so severely allergic that it could be life-threatening, which is really the scary ones. Now, you just had a brand new little munchkin, and what are you going to do? Do you plan to expose him to peanuts when he turns 6 months, or is part of your showing him a variety of foods?
I do. You know, my son is 6 weeks old now, and luckily I don't have a family history of food allergies or asthma. So around 6 months, I'm probably going to mix a little bit of peanut butter in his oatmeal and try to give it to him a few times a week and see what happens. And if he tolerates it fine, I will keep giving him a little bit of peanut butter because I do feel that this study had really good data and anything I can do to decrease the risk of nut allergies and other allergies. So I do want to expose him to all sorts of foods early on. Now, that said, I'm going to keep an eye out for signs of a potential allergic reaction. And this is what I tell parents in my practice to do. You know, signs of a food allergy can be mild, such as a little bit of eczema or a few hives. And in those cases, you do want to call your pediatrician. Or it could be more severe. You could see wheezing, facial lip swelling, trouble breathing. And in those cases, you actually need to call 911. And I tell parents if their children are exhibiting signs of food allergies or if they're not sure, it's a good idea to keep a log. So write down what food it was that you gave your child, what symptoms they had. And usually we're looking at things that they've eaten or drank within 2 hours. So you'll have a reaction to a food within 2 hours of consuming it. And then take this information to your doctor so they can take a look and see, you know, and hopefully come up with some sort of common denominator of what your child might be allergic to.
Okay. And if a child, say your child's showing some reaction to peanuts, do they also have an increased risk of being allergic to other types of foods?
Often food allergies and eczema in general and asthma and other environmental allergies do go together. So we do often see a child who has an allergy to peanuts and then also have an allergy to eggs. In this study, the LEAP study that we were talking about, they took kids who had an egg allergy or eczema and considered them high risk and entered them into the study. So yes, often you do see food allergies running together in families or in the same child.
Okay, so it's always important to note if you have siblings or a parent who have a food allergy, then, you know, or your own child showing an allergy to one thing, to be more sensitive.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tanya. We really appreciate it. This is a fascinating study, and I look forward to hearing more about it. And it's great to know, you know, the takeaway, introduce your children carefully to different foods, both for allergy risk and to get them used to eating a lot of great variety of healthy foods. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll keep in mind as we watch more of this information. You're listening to Share Care Radio, and this is Dr. Daria. Thanks for listening, and I want you to stay well.